Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Coverings 2010 in Orlando, and I'm with a special guest. I'm with Sven Hovland, who is an icon in the business. Sven, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, Kemp.
One of the reasons I wanted to do this interview is the Tile Council of North America every year gives an award to the kind of the man of the year, and you won that award. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. You are from Denmark originally, right. And you were president of Crossful for how many years?
About 15 years.
Okay. But
from 90 to 2005.
And a lot of people thought you were crazy because you came to the middle of nowhere. Some people think Crossville's the middle of nowhere. I actually think it's a pretty nice little place. You brought this porcelain technology to the Tennessee, kind of rural Tennessee, and at the time it was only 2% of the market. So where did you get your vision, and how did you know this was going to be the right thing to do?
Well, my company at that time was operating a porcelain tile plant, one of the very first ones that was being built out of Switzerland in Cresciano near Lugano. And we started selling some porcelain tile from the Swiss plant here in the United States. And I got the responsibility for the sales of that in my previous job. So I started slowly learning the distribution business. And we started realizing that there was a real market for this. We exhibited a couple of places for architects, and they were very excited about the porcelain tile because it gave them a tile that was very abrasive resistant and scratch resistant, and they didn't have to deal with glaze that sometimes would be a problem in a high traffic area. So we kind of did some simple market research and decided to go for it. And we chose Crossville because Crossville is very central for the eastern part of the United States. You're basically at one day's truck drive to about two-thirds of the construction market. So, and also, of course, we have very, very good materials in the neighborhood down in Tennessee.
You got the start back when you first came to Tennessee, and now you're one of the top five players in the industry, and you're poised. I mean, you have a great reputation in the commercial market. You also have some strong business through national accounts and the residential business. You've got to be pleased with the results.
Well, we have been very pleased for how we grew up. It was definitely a very good time. It was a good time in the industry. It was expanding the market fairly rapidly, and certainly the porcelain tile went from a niche product to be one of the mainstream markets. For about 15 years, we were the only porcelain tile plant in the United States. But now, of course, we have lots of company.
Yesterday, I don't think you heard you were there, but Kareem, a designer who's doing some work with a couple of these companies here, he actually was getting an award from the Italian tile people, and he said he loved porcelain tile because it was a man-made product, and so the design was limitless, is what he said. And stone, when you pull it out of the ground, it's what you get. So porcelain's a great product.
Well, it's a great product because it's more dense than most of the stone products, and of course its abrasive resistance in many cases is also better. So it's a very useful in high traffic areas. But we started with unglazed tile, but sometimes it's called technical porcelain. And the designs were rather limited in the beginning, but of course with the way that the technology has developed over these 20 years, now the sky is basically the limit.
All right, so after you retired as president of Crossville, you have not stopped being the icon of the business. You're a very analytical person, and you know that there are some hurdles that this industry needs to go through. Talk about some of the challenges that this industry still faces.
Well, I think the installation side of the business is definitely, in many cases, somewhat problematic. We get too many complaints. We get too many jobs that's not correctly done. And we do a very large work from TCNA, the Tile Council of America, to get some very good standards. And we have in the United States, we have a TCNA handbook that is second to none in the world. It's a very unique installation guide, and it's been worked on for over 50 years. So it's really the envy of the tile world. The only problem we have with that is that it doesn't get enough out to the installer side of the business. There's many, many fine installers, but there's also people that are not following the guidelines. And that is what's causing, in many cases, the complaints and the dissatisfaction for the customer.
Let's talk about all the, you know, that's probably the hurdle to jump. Let's talk about all the good things that have happened recently. You are on the board of the Tile Council of North America, and just recently, I think, LEED finally removed this VOC requirement, so that's big news, isn't it?
That's a good step in the right direction. Tile is a natural choice, as we like to say. It's definitely a very environmentally friendly, good for the indoor climate, and we think that this should be the first choice of many, many applications.
Well, let's go back. I've spent some time the last 3 or 4 years getting to know you, Sven, and one of the neat things about what you did at Crossville and your time there, which continues today, is on the human side. I mean, you started a education process, and when you moved to Tennessee and you started this factory, you had a lot of people that had huge potential, and you brought all kinds of educational programs. Talk a little bit about the process that you started at Crossville.
Well, it was obvious that our distributors did not have educational programs that they could very easily go to. So we created the Porcelain Stone Institute and created a number of seminars that made people more acquainted with porcelain tile, but also then, as time went on, got a lot into management of people, sales issues, customer service issues, and so on. And we sort of become a resource for our distributors where they can send their rookies and they can get some basic education in all the things that really is needed. And I am a strong believer in training people, of course, because it's the alternative is not very attractive.
So what you're telling me, you not only grew the people at Crossville, but you grew downstream, all the people that you helped, the distributor base and the salespeople?
I would say that we certainly had, in the beginning of the 90s, a lot of education of our staff. There were many of them that had not been in an industrial situation before, and it was the training came in as a very essential part of that. But also in 93, I think it was, we started the Total Quality Management Program at Crossville, and that has been a tremendous help to raise the standard of how to deal with problems. And we have raised the bar over the years very considerably.
Well, what's next? I mean, you just won this award. It's kind of the pinnacle of recognition for you. What are you going to do next?
Well, I still am very active in the standardization of tile. I'm a member of the group that's called TC189. That's International Standards for Tile. So I spent quite a bit of work with standardization of tile. And then, of course, I'm also involved with the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation as we are promoting the certification and training of tile installers. So that's kind of probably some of my main emphasis at the moment.
Okay, well, congratulations, Sven. Thanks for spending time with us. I've been talking to Dr. Sven Hoffman and been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.